So for more than 40 years now, he has been one of the principal glories of one of the world's great chamber orchestras. And tomorrow night, he's going to help introduce a new work by Gernot Wolfgang, written for the four principal winds of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. And here he is playing the principal flute part in this performance of the Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 in G major by Johann Sebastian Bach. Flutist David Shostak is joined by his colleagues in the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz. Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 in G major, Schmiedelisting 1049 by Bach. The first flutist was David Shostak. His colleagues in the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra were led by Gerard Schwartz. I know it's become popular lately to play it on recorders. I can't stand that. I mean, if you got a choice between a recorder, which is kind of a gigantic flutophone, or a real flute, I mean, there's no choice, right?
Well, as far as flutists are concerned.
Yes.
Well, originally it was recorders because they were supposed to support the violin.
Exactly.
It's mostly done on flutes now.
Yeah. Yeah. You joined the band in 1975, was it?
That's right, yes.
So you've been there a while.
A little while. 41.
Yeah, and you and the great principal oboe of the band, Alan Vogel, have decided to retire at just about the same time.
We came in at the same time. We're going out the same way.
Yeah. And it sort of gives the lie to the notion that oboe players and flutists don't quite mix. I'm an old oboe player myself.
Oh, you are? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and it was the seventh or eighth time that Sir James Galway was a guest on that program that I admitted that fact. And he said, "You're lucky you told me now." Because apparently if I had told him at the beginning, he would never have done the show. But it's sort of a myth, actually. And you and Alan have been pals for 40-plus years.
Oh, yeah, we have. There are stories about the L.A. Philharmonic in the old days and New York Philharmonic with fights. Gomberg almost got his head knocked over by Julius Baker's flute for an infraction. So, yeah, there are stories. But Alan and I have been pals, great friends forever.
And for these concerts, there's work written for you guys.
Yes, there's a piece by Gernot Wolfgang, written specially for the four ancient wind players that have been featured in the chamber orchestra for so many years. And he calls it the Dark Knights because it's D-A-R-K, David, Alan, Rick, and Ken, Mundy.
Cool. Well, why don't we continue with some French music? An arrangement of a work by Olivier Messiaen. And when did it occur to you it would be a good thing to arrange for your instrument?
I don't know, it was 2 or 3 years ago. I just got the idea, and then somehow it worked. I'm very pleased with the results we got. I was doing some solo playing with the Song of the Angels Flute Orchestra, and I got the idea to orchestrate that. I'd done some other solo things with them, and this is a special piece for me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sounds like it, too. Sounds like it. Here is that music by Olivier Messiaen, Le Merle Noir, arranged by David Shostak, who plays it now with the members of the Song of the Angels Flute Orchestra. Thank you. in the arrangements by David Shostak. That was Le Mer Noir by Olivier Messiaen. That performance by flutist David Shostak and the Song of the Angels Flute Orchestra. The great principal flute of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra since 1975, David Shostak, is going out with a bang. Well, you're not going. That's not the last series of concerts this weekend.
No, that's right. We still have more.
But a very big bang tomorrow night. The world premiere of a new work written specifically for the four principal winds of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. David Shostak is my guest tonight here on 91.5 Classical KUSC, the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California. When does someone decide to be a flute player? I know I decided to be an oboe player when they told me they didn't have enough clarinets. So why don't you take this up? We've got a spare.
I decided to be a flute player when my parents came out of the room with the music teacher and said I was going to play the flute. They didn't want a loud instrument. I thought I would play the trombone when I was in second grade. And my parents held off long enough for the trombone to be rented to someone else. And they were both musicians. And my father was friends with a flutist. And they decided I would be a flute player. So I had no idea what a flute was, but somehow I took to it.
Yes. Did you get any teasing from? I mean, I got a lot of teasing as an oboe player in those days.
No, but I was the only boy flute player. Everybody else was a girl.
Oh, okay. Well, another advantage.
Right. And it was easy to carry around.
Exactly. Exactly. You got into the L.A. Chamber Orchestra just in time to work for a while with Sir Neville Mariner. In fact, we're going to hear one of your recordings a bit later this evening. To ask the obvious question, to which I know the answer. What was he like to work with?
Fabulous. That's the only word I can think of. I loved Neville. He's a great musician, and he's a wonderful person.
And you could tell that he was a guy who kind of came out of the orchestra. And, you know, as so many of the greatest conductors have, you know, guys who know what it's like to play in an orchestra, know what it's like to be a professional musician.
Especially, yeah. And especially with the strings, because they know exactly what to tell the violins.
Exactly. Well, why don't we continue with another arrangement you made of some more French music? Maybe a word about the piece itself and what prompted you to want to arrange this.
Well, this is some very exotic, unusual music of Debussy, which he originally wrote in 1901. The Songs of Bilitis was for two flutes, two harps, celeste, and speaker. Later on, in 1919, Debussy redid it for piano, four hands, and then I took this version of it and used it for solo flute plus a very unusual group called the Flutesonic Chamber Orchestra. It is a flute orchestra, but it also has double bass, contrabass clarinet, and keyboard. So we have some unusual sounds. I don't think we have keyboard on the Debussy songs, but they are very exotic and very beautiful. And there's a whole thing that goes with the bilitis, which we don't need to get into, but they are erotic.
To say the very least. To say the very least. Well, here is that arrangement of Music of Fleur Debussy, the arrangement by David Shostak. Of the Chanson de Bilitis by Claire Debussy, made by flutist David Shostak. He's going to be introducing a brand new work by Gernot Wolfgang this weekend in a couple of concerts by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, whose brilliant principal flute he has been since 1975. David Shostak is my guest tonight here on 91.5 Classical KUSC, the member-supported broadcast service of the University of Southern California. Well, I don't know if people who admire your playing in the L.A. Chamber Orchestra are aware of this, but you've done a fair amount of work in films as well.
Yes, I had an alternate career in the studios for about 35 years.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something that I've said so often that it probably doesn't even bear repeating anymore. But the people who play in the Hollywood studios, I've always said, are the greatest musicians on earth because they have no choice. Because if they weren't, they couldn't do their jobs.
You're absolutely right. Whatever is put in front of you, you nail it. That's it.
At sight.
At sight.
First time.
Right.
And, of course, if you don't, then you're not asked back.
Very true.
Yeah, there's so many great musicians in this town who do combine the two things, music for the concert hall, a lot of studio people in the L.A. Chamber Orchestra, for instance.
Absolutely.
And how do the two things inform each other?
Well, the level is so high. We have such a depth of talent in this town, and those who are working are at the cream of the cream, and those are the same people that are in the chamber orchestra. I don't know if that answers the question.
No, it does. It really does. The people you've worked with over the years, I mean, you've worked with all of them, basically.
Yes, sure.
Well, among the big film composers, I mean, who are especially good conductors, along with John Williams, who I think, had he never written the note of music, would be one of our top conductors, period.
Right. But I can't think of anybody else.
Well, you got to be diplomatic, too, because, you know, you're still a working musician. So. Is it tough? Is it going to be tough at the end of the season, sort of walking away from this group that's been part of your life for 40 years?
You know, Jim, you contemplate when it's time to leave, and it's such a joy. It's still such a joy to play with that group. But finally, it just occurred, this is the time. You just know when it's the right time. And actually, I think it's a good time because Jeffrey is going to be in his last year next season, and we'll be able to kind of break in our replacements, Alan and I. I think that's a very good thing if you would start with a fresh new conductor, new principals, and all of that. It would be a little harder.
It would indeed, especially when you're talking about the two guys who have been the souls of this orchestra, you know, for four decades. You know, it's kind of tough. Have the replacements already been chosen, or is that still in process?
Still in process. There'll be auditions, national auditions. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. You're not going to give up playing altogether, though.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm doing more than ever.
And it's been just a fabulous run, and there are not a lot of people in music in this town who have been at their jobs longer than I have, but you're certainly one of them. And you've been doing it a lot more brilliantly than I could ever conceive of doing mine.
I don't think so.
Well, again, flutist David Shostak and the other principal winds of the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra are going to be introducing a brand new piece, a Sinfonia Concertante for four winds by Gernot Wolfgang. And we haven't really said too much about the piece. Maybe a word or two about this, I'm sure, intriguing work.
We had the first rehearsal last night, and it's very exciting. First of all, he's written very challenging solo parts for each of us instrumentalists. And he's written really brilliant orchestral arrangements to go with, including some very jazz-like things featuring Rick Todd. You'll notice those when you hear it. But it's a good piece. It's got a lot of energy, and it's got soul to it, and it's got virtuosity, everything you could ask for. And we're also going to have Joshua Ranz is going to perform the Mozart clarinet concerto on the Bassett clarinet, which is a spectacular instrument that's like a very long clarinet that'll play extreme low notes that Mozart wrote, especially for a colleague of his who invented that instrument.
Yeah. Well, again, music of Gernot Wolfgang and Wolfgang Mozart tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at the Alex Theater in Glendale, and another concert this Sunday evening at 7 o'clock at UCLA's Royce Hall. David Shostak, thanks for 41 great years.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.